Jim.
Yeah, that's actually very true. So you can just start, and I think I can sort of confirm that with what in Woodside. I actually started. You can start if you say, well, how do I start? You can just start with praying in your cubicle or whatever you work, your little office. Start praying for God for opportunities. That's where it starts, just simple on your own. And then God will bring the opportunities. So thank you, Jim. That was really really good. And yeah, so an encouragement to all of you. Then the next speaker, Dusan. And I'm not going to try to say his last name. You can introduce yourself, but he works for Global Opportunities Australia and will share from his heart today how he serves the marketplace. So, Dusan.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you everyone for coming, and it's a great privilege to and an honor to share about what God's doing in my life and serving in the marketplace. Just to give you a bit of background and history, I was born in Sri Lanka, and in the late 80s, 1983, there was a racial riot, and I was about 18, and myself and my family had to flee Sri Lanka because of the racial riot there, and I belonged to the Tamil minority group, and being a Christian, it was a lot harder for us. But praise God, we were able to migrate to Canada in 1984. I lived in Canada for 18 years of my life, and did my university degree, and then I met my wife, who's from Perth. A long story short, we met within 5 days. God brought us together, and I migrated then to Perth in 1996, and I've been in Australia now for 12 years. 5 years of that in Sydney, and eight years in Perth now. But it's an amazing journey of how I didn't realize what God was doing in and through me. When I left Sri Lanka, I felt really hurt and was asking God, why did you ask me to leave? But now I know the purpose why. Because having being in Australia now, God's fulfilling that purpose in and through me. And I keep asking the Lord, why did you save me, Lord? There's many, I should have been killed. But God spared my life, and I know the reason why. And I stand here before you as a living testimony for God, because He is a faithful God. Just giving you a bit of history, when I worked in Australia, I worked for ANZ Bank for about 5 years, and I came to Perth on a transfer with ANZ Corporate Banking, and I felt the Lord saying, this is not where I want. And I obviously, in my own strength, I thought my role is to climb the corporate ladder. My dream was to become corporate manager in corporate banking with ANZ. But I knew that the Lord was going to take me out. I'd been with the bank for about 5 years, going through from the branch lending process to corporate lending. But God had other plans for me. And in 2001, I left the bank and joined Perth Bible College as college manager for a short period of time, for about 2 years. During that time, I actually volunteered for Opportunity International, which is a global microfinance organization. And I was wondering, Lord, what are you doing in this whole process of, I've done banking, but what would you want me to do further? And I felt the Lord take me through that whole process. And now the organization I work for, Opportunity, is a global microfinance organization helping the poor, in helping them with, helping them, empower them to get out of poverty by way of giving them small loans and helping them save and so forth. So I looked at the whole process and I looked back and go, Lord, I know why you put me through the banking experience, so that I can understand how I could help the poor in helping them bank. So in that whole process, my wife and I also really wanted to go onto the mission field. And last year, we both went to India, and we thought, well, Lord, maybe you want us to go to India and serve because there's a need, being Indian background. I'm born in Sri Lanka, but have the background to go and share. Anyway, we went on a journey to India last year, and was asking God, would you want us to stay here as missionaries, or what would you want us to do? And really felt the Lord say, you see the people all around you. There's 800 million people living under $2 a day. My heart is to help those people, to reach those people who have to be touched. And He wanted me to come back to Australia and share the heart of the poor to Australians and to people around us. that was very clear. When I came back, I've been given a prophecy about that as well, and I just kept thanking God, because God wanted me to be sharing the heart of the poor in Australia to see what we can do with our resources that God's blessed us here. And in saying that, last year I was asking the Lord, what would you want me to do in the aspects of reaching that? And he clearly said, you're right in the middle of the marketplace. You're meeting with business people and sharing the work that you do. Keep sharing that, because people need to realize it is about his kingdom. And I felt, and the people that God was bringing me across was ex-bank CEO, different company directors that God's brought me across, and one of them I actually had the privilege of sharing with him recently, where he's really concerned about the economy and what's happening around the world. And I did say to him, this came out of my mouth. I said, Lord, what do I say? And I just basically said to him, don't be concerned. I don't know. I don't have the answer. And I don't know what the future holds in the sense of the economy. But I do know who holds the future, which is Christ. He turned around and said to me, gee, you must have a lot of faith. I said, that's all I have. And he's been asking questions about, so why do you do what you do with the work of opportunity? So that's been a great privilege for me to just share with people, being everyday life with non-Christians who don't know God, but take them and point them to Jesus, to the kingdom of God. And I really believe I've been blessed with an opportunity to really share God's heart with these people, to share the love of Christ and draw them into the kingdom of God. And that's what God will do. He just wants us to be faithful. And I find just having conversations with people, and each time, most times I pray before I go and meet a prospective donor or a person I'm talking, I merely go to share with them the story of what we do. And quite simply, I believe that God's placed me in a place that bringing people together, sharing the resources of the kingdom, which is, it's everything is of God, we are of God, and so really sharing that process and then pointing them to Christ. And I think people are on a journey and asking the question, what is this all about? So I just want to leave you and encourage you to say, God is at work. We just need to partner with him and listen to his spirit. There's two things that I would like to leave with you. This year, God really spoke to me about two things. Be still and know that I am God. And we can be so caught up in doing Christian things as well, but not hearing the voice of God. And we need to be still before God so that we can hear God saying where he wants us to go. So that was very clear for me, that I'm talking on my part. The other aspect that he brought forward for me was, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all other things will be added. And it keeps coming back over and over again. Whenever I send scripture, the Lord just keeps putting it on my heart. And I think it's such an important thing to realize that we need to seek God first. Everything else, he will take care. And I guarantee God will take us on a journey that we will never... It's a fantastic journey. So praise God for what he's doing in and through me. But most of all, to see connection happening with the marketplace, I think it's... I look at it as a kingdom perspective of bringing people together, but people have with different gifts and different talents that God can use for the extension of his kingdom. So thank you, and if you have any questions.
Can you share something about
Opportunity International as an organization, we're a Christian microfinance organization. We're in 5 countries, which is support countries, and we work in 27 developing countries. Quite simply, what we do is a donation raised here is given out not as aid, but as a loan to poor entrepreneurs. Why we target poor entrepreneurs is because they have the capacity to create jobs for the poorest of the poor. So we target them. They don't have capital otherwise. So we give them the loans, walk alongside with them. Then they create jobs for 2 or 3 other people. So, for example, and we use the methodology, which is quite simply a group community methodology, a group lending methodology, a small loan of $250 to about 20, on average, 25 people, And on average, in most countries, people have five to a family. So it impacts quite quickly. 200, you multiply the multiplication effect, and it keeps impacting over and over again. And the loans are repaid back at a 98% rate of interest. And so we can just basically keep helping more and more people coming out of debt. And the whole aspect is not just a loan to people, but we help them with savings, with insurance. The poor don't have insurance. They don't have choices of that sort. So we help them through that process and giving them skills. And really, we look at the poor as, not as poor, but they are people of God who God has placed hope in them as well. But to empower them, to get them and give them back the dignity so that they can actually get going. And then they see the hope of Christ, because God gave everyone an ability to work. He's given us everyone ability to resources. But these people have no resources and have been oppressed for many years. And I've seen it in India, many who just starving. And you go, how can we help? There's a whole heap of people to help. Not just India, you go to Africa, you go to India, China, the list goes on. And I think if we look at the situation now, we've got 6.1 billion people growing and 2.7 billion people under $2 a day. And you can drill it down further. That's just on a broader perspective. We can make a huge impact. But I think what is more exciting is, as Christians and as the church goes, coming back to Matthew 25, if you look at the scripture, God's going to say, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was thirsty, did you give me a drink? When I was in prison, did you feed me? Those are the things that God's going to ask us. And I'm not saying evangelism goes hand in hand with taking care of the needs of the poor. And I think this is a great opportunity as Christians and as a church to rise up and to be there as God's hands and feet to reach out to the people around us.
Thank you, Jushan. That's actually quite an example. You remember that scheme I gave, which if the society of Perth or of Western Australia has been transformed to kingdom business and kingdom business, and kingdoms and businesses start generating wealth for not only the society here, but you can see it much wider. You can bless nations through, for example, global opportunities. Can you see how that fits into that whole thinking? All right, we'll go to the